That's the podcast intro. No, it's not a podcast, Tim. You got in trouble for saying that. It's a catch-up. Hey, it's Tim and Jess. Sorry.
Wow, it's good you're not salty about it. That's
I'm not salty.
Solid.
Do you know I actually haven't even requested for the music to be made because
good.
I'm so upset. I'm happy to make music.
You are upset about so many things at the moment.
At the start of the catch-up, I'm happy, if you are willing, to I'll do the music every single catch-up.
Right.
A new song.
Good. Let a girl live.
There it is. Anyway, what was on the show today, buddy?
Interesting show today. We had a little multicultural week celebration.
Yes, we normally play Spell My Name. Unfortunately, that didn't happen on the show today because we played a special edition of it called Pronounce My Name.
Yes, people called us up. They spelt their names to us and we pronounced it instead of trying to spell it.
It's a lot simpler than the way we just described it, but it was fun nonetheless.
Fun.
Actually did better than Spell My Name.
You reckon?
We discussed that they're both hard games.
Yeah,
and
very
we're bad
games.
At both of them.
You were also very upset today because apparently you're not the number one man in my life.
No,
anymore.
I just think.
I argue that you've never been the number one man in my life.
Who has been? Jesus.
My cat Chandler.
Shut up. Oh, he's not a man. He's a boy. He's a boy, your cat Chandler. I just think that. You're being very selfish right now.
Oh, right.
And you and your new partner, Gregory.
Oh, no, your partner's a stretch.
Your new boy toy, Gregory. Oh, boy toy is my new favourite describing term.
Can we not call him Gregory?
Gregory. Well, do you want me to say his real name?
No.
So what do you want me to call him?
Just
Gregory.
That man that I've been on a couple of dates with.
Gregory.
You're so bad.
All right.
Stop it.
Enjoy the show. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ. Good morning. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ, 2 past 6. Happy Wednesday. And what a Wednesday it's going to be because we are celebrating Multicultural Week here around Central Queensland.
The best way we know how, by putting a little twist on one of our favourite games.
Yes, one of the most inclusive games that radio will ever produce. Some have been saying that no game will ever beat it purely because if you have a name, you can play.
Usually we play Spell My Name.
Yeah, Spell My Name. People call up on 13, 12, 16. They go, my name is Jimajo, and we spell it incorrectly. Everyone laughs. Ha ha ha. You
this
play
week,
along at home or you in the car.
After 8 o'clock, we want you to give us a call, and we want you to spell your name to us, and we're going to try and pronounce it.
We're playing Pronounce My Name.
Oh, yeah.
After 8 o'clock. Wait, what time?
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock today, we are playing.
It's good to know we're both awake today.
Yes. Very special edition. Essentially, it's Spell My Name, but reversed. So this is going to be fun. And look, I was reading the weather just before. 23 in Yeppoon.
Oh, yeah.
28 degrees in Rockhampton today.
Nice.
26 in Gladstone. Like, it's going to be a lovely day.
It has been a gorgeous week so far.
In the UK, this would be considered a heat wave.
Yeah.
And that's currently
22 for them is a
yes,
heat wave.
This is what's currently happening over in the UK at the moment, and it has had repercussions on an industry that affects us all, and it turns out it's making bacon just aggressively expensive.
Excuse me?
I will tell this tragic tale up next on Hit CQ. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. I think I'm not overstepping when I say that us Australians love when the UK goes through a low 20s heat wave.
When I was in London, it was 25 degrees out. Gorgeous, sunny day. And there was warnings in all of the the subway channels.
You know, when
heat wave, stay hydrated.
When you're driving around, you see the fire warning here around Central Queensland. It's like the most excessive one is red and black striped, and it's like essentially you're on fire.
Yeah.
Those warnings are spread across the UK.
I think they play it too fast and loose
and
over in the UK.
Look, when you're in 12 degrees with miserable rain most days of the year, I get it. 25 and sunny would probably feel like 45 and windy. And in the UK at the moment, during June and July, there was a 16-day period where the heat exceeded 24 degrees.
Whoa.
So long, like two weeks and a few days there. So this, and unfortunately, some terrible things happened. The elderly never cope with the heat. So it meant a whole bunch of kidneys failed and a few people lost their lives.
Tim!
Yeah, mate, but I'm getting to another tragic part. This is a tragic tale.
Well, wait, it just like tear me down on my Wednesday morning.
My bad. But if you think that's bad, unfortunately, due to the heat, bacon
has risen by price of up to 8%.
What?
Because
why has the price of bacon gone up?
Well, because the heat causes the sows to seed less and to eat less. The sows are baby piglets.
Right.
Making for less beefy piglets. So they weren't as big when they got to the point of becoming bakey.
Oh,
so bacon became more expensive. And on average, UK residents were spending $12 more a week on groceries purely because of their bakey.
Okay, well, this is devastating.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Wow.
How would you cope in
that
situation?
Think I could cope. This is like when I meet people and they tell me they don't eat bacon. I'm like, how do you live? I think I'm more upset about this than like the avocado shortage. Like when avocados got real expensive,
avos can go extinct for all I care.
Yeah, but bacon.
Don't you dare
take away my bacon.
Unpopular opinion, bacon's overrated.
Are you joking?
I didn't want to say it.
Tim.
It's a little bit.
What do you mean?
It's not better than chicken or beef.
You are kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
There are people screaming at their radio right now.
I just think that you get more out of a chicken and a steak than out of bacon.
You know pork is the best. Like
pork is my third favourite meat.
No, pigs are the best animal. I've said this before and I'll say it again. There's so many things you can get.
Put your hands down.
Ribs, bacon, sausage, pork belly, pulled pork. There's so much you can do with a pig.
Instagram posts, you know? It's a win, 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 win. Win.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Seem to have opened a can of worms with bacon being overrated statement.
Yeah, damn right. I'm so upset at you.
It's about time you got passionate about something on this show. And who would have thought that me saying bacon is an overrated and a third tier meat, in my opinion, would get you to the anger levels that you have been waiting in your full potential?
I honestly don't know that we can be friends anymore. Like, it upsets me that much. I'm on that level.
You know what's frustrating? It's taken me 2 years to figure out how to get out of this show. And here we are. Anyway, look, in all jokes aside, we love each other. We're good mates. And we love our dads.
Mm.
And dads, we're celebrating this week because Father's Day is coming up very, very soon. And we can let you know exactly how we can win your dad a brand new barbecue.
Yeah, for this Sunday.
It's over $2,000. You can grill all the bacon, all the chicken, all the steak.
Forget the chicken first. It's just bacon.
No, it's actually banned from using bacon because it's such a subpar meat. Anyway,
making me so angry.
I'm just going to go for a run.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and our new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
ScoMo!
Has done his first little, I guess, patriotic duty. He's handed out a whole bunch of Australian flag pins to his new team of people.
Well, he swore in his ministry yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Which essentially, all right, who's foreign minister? Who's the minister? Who's the treasurer? Who's blah, blah, blah?
Set up the team so that they can go to work.
Yes, because essentially either they were voted out, they've taken a seat on the backbench, which essentially means they got no mates, or they have completely resigned from Parliament. And I imagine Peter Dutton will take a back seat. Yeah. Malcolm Turnbull is apparently going to retire from politics. Tony Abbott will probably do the same. Julie Bishop's probably on her way out. Big names all going out.
It's like the first day of school. Everyone lined up, got their new school captain badges.
And then the school captain got evicted for the third time in a term. You know, it happens.
So Scott Morrison posted a picture of the lapel pin. It's just a little Australian flag.
Oh, it's no bigger than a thumbnail.
He said, "Today I gave each one of my ministers a lapel pin with the Australian flag on it. I've been wearing this for many years now, and the reason I wear it is because it reminds me every single day whose side I'm on. I'm on the side of the Australian people."
I like to think it's a reminder that they're not French or Canadian or from Ghana or in West Africa.
I mean, sometimes when you're the Prime Minister, you forget which country. So it's good to just look down and remind yourself, yep, Australia, cool.
I think we've all been caught in a situation where we've gone, where am I from? Am I Congolese? Where am I from? I'm not sure.
Nah, look, all jokes aside, I think it's kind of cute. Like, it's a good little, you know,
imagine
message.
If you forget your lapel on the first day.
Yeah.
Now he's giving them out. Julie, where's your lapel?
Oh, not looking very patriotic today, Julie. Maybe
spill, 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 spill.
You can check out the full story for yourself at hit.com.au as well as everything else that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to move on to some French dolphins. Now, if you've ever been swimming with dolphins, you know they're quite friendly. You can grab onto their fins a little bit of a swam. Have you never gone swimming with dolphins?
No.
No?
Because it's a bit cruel.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I've swam with dolphins in the wild, which was a terrifying experience.
In the wild?
Well, the first thing I saw was a fin, and I just accepted my fate. I was like, well, that's a shark. And
see
then
you later.
It was four or five dolphins swimming around me.
That's so cute.
It was beautiful and terrifying, like most situations.
Well, this is what's happening in France. In a French beach, there's these wild dolphins that are like going up to tourists and locals and taking them for a little swim.
Oh, that's
right.
Okay.
So people are grabbing onto their fins, going for a little joyride, coming back. Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
Happy days. Until the dolphins are getting a little bit randy. The dolphins are a little bit happy. Their little dolphin parts are maybe popping out.
Oh, no.
And some of them are even dry humping tourists.
That's not okay.
And people don't know what to do because this is their home. Like, you're going into their home.
Is that the dolphin or the person?
I don't know. Probably the dolphin.
Yeah.
I don't think the people are enjoying being dry humped by the dolphin.
No, that is quite alarming.
Yeah, like, what are you doing in this situation? Like, you're going into their house. You're almost asking for it.
In my opinion, don't leave first thing in the morning. Stick around, you know, maybe make them breakfast. Then you can make your way out gracefully.
Yes.
You don't want to just have a one-night stand and get out of
there. No, it's not fair to the dolphin.
Especially when the situation's already wet enough. But is this more of a warning for the people of Central Queensland?
All I'm saying is I've seen dolphins in the Gladstone Harbour.
Oh, mate.
Just be careful.
Where do they go at night?
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT. Dad Games.
Win Dad a brand new barbecue.
Oh, that sounds good.
On HIT CQ.
Your chance to win Dad a $2,000 barbecue this Saturday, just in time for Father's Day this weekend.
I think it's an exclusive law that fathers that have barbecues, when they're cooking at family functions, a dad's got to be in control.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's sexism. I think it's just I think that's nature.
That's what happened with my family. Like, all of my mum and my aunties, like, everyone does the cooking usually. But when a barbecue comes out, my dad and my uncles all around it.
Just wrap into
it. Nah, there's no girls allowed on the barbecue. No way.
It's a scary situation if you see someone, like, even if you see a younger family member, like an older cousin or an older brother, you go, what's happening?
Yeah.
Is this...
Put a dad on.
Where's the supervisor of this situation? And the best thing is this barbecue, it is top of l'orange.
Yeah.
It is a schmicko BBQ.
It's so easy. Hit.com.au. Make sure you register before the end of the week. On Friday, we're going to be announcing our finalists.
That's right. And they will be competing in the first annual Dad Games, doing dad chores for their dad. Whoever is the last standing wins that barbecue. We are not killing children. I cannot specify that because it sounds like Hunger Games. It isn't. It's just elimination,
yeah.
Like a tennis tournament.
Hit.com.au. Go and register for the Dad Games right now. Just click through the win page.
That's right, and he could be cooking you up a storm on Monday.
What a treat for everyone.
What a good treat.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on HIT.
Yoo-hoo, it's Tim and Jess. On HIT CQ. Happy morning.
Wow. I actually don't mind that one.
Yoo-hoo?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. Hope you're having a good one around Central
Both
Queensland.
Both of us need some sleep, hey?
Oh, man. 3 hours, I think, was what I got last night.
Well, that's less than me. I did 4.
Wow. What were you doing?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, what have I stumbled into? All right. What's up, bud?
Nothing.
You got anything you'd like to share?
No. I wasn't on a date.
Beg your pardon? Another one?
Yeah.
What about the first bloke?
No, it's the same bloke.
Oh. Is it going good?
Yeah, it's going all right.
Do you like it?
Maybe.
Is he a good kisser?
Okay, let's
all right,
get to the
fair
show.
Enough. Hey, it's Multicultural Week here in Australia, and we celebrate with a special edition of Spell My Name after 8 a.m.
Yes, pronounce my name. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call.
What? How do they do it?
You spell your name to us. We're going to try and pronounce it.
I've figured out, and I'm getting a lot of feedback, that this is more offensive than Spell My Name.
Oh, good. That's what we're going for.
Absolutely. So if you've got a name, we're going to try and pronounce it after 8 a.m.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
If you like money, well, guess what? We got it.
Will you pick the bag of cash? It's Tim and Jess's Bags of Cash.
$500 could be yours on Friday. All you have to do is go shopping
go
around
shopping.
Central Queensland.
And the best thing is, if you feel like going for a bit of a road trip, bit of a roadie, then it's going to work in your favour. Because if you go shopping in places, say, around Gladstone, as well as Emerald and Rockhampton, then you have multiple chances. But hey, you could enter, literally shop all around the different businesses in Emerald and you've got like a bajillion percent
Maybe
chance.
You're in Rocky, you live in Rocky, and you're coming down to Gladstone for the day just for some business. You go grab yourself a coffee, you enter bags of cash, you could be winning $500 on Friday. It's that easy.
Is it that easy,
it's
though?
It's that easy.
Last week we had Melissa and Peter.
Yeah.
Melissa picked the pink bag because you have a 50-50 chance.
And Peter was like, I don't care which bag, whatever.
What
a big mistake.
What's the bag? What's the matter with you?
You have to really fight hard for the bag you want because Melissa fought hard. She got the pink bag. She walked away with $500.
That's not to say that Peter won't walk away with $500 another time because this is going on for many, many weeks.
Well, it doesn't matter if you get drawn out.
No.
You go straight back in the draw.
Enter as many times as
you possibly can.
We get that piece of paper. We fold it back up. Not too hard because, like, sometimes, if you've ever worked in a raffling situation, you can tell which, like, I never pick crisp folds.
Don't you?
I like the ones that are like, it's kind of like a V.
Right.
And because a bit more purchase when you're in the raffling situation.
I enjoy a crisp fold.
Wow.
If it's folded multiple times,
This is why you're the blue bag and I'm the pink bag. The pink bag represents reason, trust, friendship. The blue bag, chaos, uncertainty. Darkness.
Excitement.
No. But make sure you are listening out across the day. You'll hear where exactly you need to be shopping for your chance to win at $500 with our bags of cash. This Friday, another bag will be picked.
Oh, another $500 will be given away.
And it'll be in the pink bag. You know it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I apologise for bringing this song down early.
What do you mean?
Jess, I'm going to get you to repeat what you just said.
Stop it.
No, repeat it.
There's something kind of nice about getting your hands a little bit blackened from a newspaper.
Like the ink?
Yeah. Like, you know, when you're like flicking through a newspaper and your hands get all inky, there's something like kind of nice about that.
The way you're rubbing your fingers and hands and blinking right now, it doesn't make me feel good.
No, but it's like, you know when you like open a really old book and it's like it has that like old book smell and you just go like, it just makes you feel good. That's how I get about flipping through a newspaper. It's old school.
I can see why you're excited you're going on dates because... Post last Friday, it's been a quiet affair.
Open a newspaper and tell me it doesn't feel good.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'll try it. Chuck it over here. In a few minutes' time, tomorrow we want to talk about Are You Okay Day.
Yes.
It's a very important day in the Australian calendar, and we're very excited to share what exactly is going to be going on the radio station tomorrow.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
And at the moment, the Are You Okay campaign is on its way through Central Queensland.
Yeah, the convoy is landing in Rockhampton tonight. And so tomorrow morning, we want to join them with a very special broadcast live from the Riverside Park.
It's going to be a really beautiful morning because it's such an important day in Australian history. I properly believe that. If you're not familiar what Are You Okay Day is, it's a national suicide prevention charity. This is Are You Okay? And it's dedicated to encouraging and empowering everyone to ask, are you okay, for anyone who is struggling in any parts of their life.
And generally it's celebrated on Thursday the 13th of September. Yeah. But we are celebrating a couple weeks early because the convoy's coming through town and why not start talking about this really important issue a couple weeks early.
Exactly, because a conversation can change your life. And I've got some numbers here and they're quite alarming and very upsetting statistics.
Mm-hmm.
2,866 Australians died by suicide just in 2016.
Wow.
8 people every single day. For every death by suicide, it is estimated 30 people will attempt to take their life. 89% of people around Australia report knowing someone who has attempted suicide, and males account for 75% of deaths by suicide.
Numbers.
It's disgusting.
And
it's
this is what Are You Okay is all about. Asking someone that simple question, are you okay, can help change someone's life.
Well, it's all about investing time in people that are important in your life. And a lot of conversation, sometimes you could be considered like, oh, I don't want to open up the floodgates to this conversation. But people are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
People want to talk to you because a conversation, as we've said, can change somebody's life.
While you were away, I spoke to Commando Steve about Are You Okay Day.
He's
one of the ambassadors.
Yeah.
And he said that the most important time to ask people is over the weekend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the highest times, well, the highest rates of these occurrences.
Well, it makes sense. During the week, a lot of people that have jobs, go to university, TAFE, school, they've got a lot going on. Weekends, there's downtime, and that's when you can really be left alone with your thoughts. And it's better to be with those thoughts and expressing them with someone that you really care about. We're not saying open up to a complete stranger, but hey, if that's for you, absolutely go nuts.
Yeah.
But find someone that's important in your life. If you are feeling down, if you are feeling crap, and have a chat with them.
Tomorrow we're going to be doing a very special Are You Okay Day broadcast with the Convoy in Rockhampton on the Riverside Park.
It's going to be a very special morning. We look forward to seeing you there. It's Tim and Jess here on Hits AQ.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, today would have been Michael Jackson's 60th birthday, so it's only fitting you've got an exclusive with his sister.
Oh, my goodness. I reckon this is a bucket list interview right there. I sat down with Janet Jackson. You know, she's just released her new song, Made For Now, with Daddy Yankee. It is going to be the song of Australian summer. Ooh. If you have not heard it, Made For Now. Like, it's one of those songs that I told her I was car dancing. You know when you drive your car and you actually dance? Me just driving. It's that. It's honestly that. It's so much fun. But of course, you know, we had to talk about her phenomenal career and Down Under. Here she is giving us the lowdown of why she misses, I mean, her favourite country in the world. Check it out.
The people are so sweet.
Yeah.
I think that it's just a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. I remember going to the zoo a while back, mm-hmm. and I'll never forget it, mm-hmm. and holding the koala. And I'd love to go back and do it all over again.
The thing with her that is so surprising is that she's like music royalty, right? But she's so sweet and so humble. Like, it's bizarre. Like, she's so incredibly humble. Like, she kind of like blushes a little bit when you talk about her career.
It's to the point where I'm like wondering how sincere it is. Like, she's so lovely in
too
interviews.
Kind.
Like,
yeah,
I wonder if she like flicks the switch and goes all Mariah Carey on everybody.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's a good question, though. That's a great question. And I spent a lot of time with them. I've met her before in New York, spent some time with her there very briefly, and then backstage and everything here in LA again. She's sweet to everyone. And the whole team's lovely. Everyone gets on really well.
Dean, you've done it again. Absolutely cracking chat there with Janet Jackson, especially today, Michael Jackson's 60th birthday. So thank you very much, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
We want to discuss a sensitive topic. It's cheating in a relationship.
Right.
And it is a nasty thing. It's an uncomfortable thing that no one ever wants to have happen to them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different types of cheating. Obviously, physical cheating. There is things as emotional cheating where you can be sharing things with somebody that isn't your partner that you probably shouldn't be sharing with, especially if you're not sharing with your own partner.
I would almost say that emotional cheating is worse.
I aggressively disagree.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because it's physical cheating. You have made the decision.
Yeah, but if there's no...
You have made the decision to cross the line and do the terrible thing. Emotionally cheating is something that you might not be aware you're doing. If you're not aware you're physically cheating...
Isn't that worse?
Yeah, it's bad. But it's not as bad as actually being with someone or like kissing them or sleeping with them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I think it no matter the way you look at it, it's a nasty thing. Mm. And I'm lucky that I have never been cheated on or
that you know
cheated
of.
On anyone. Well, I don't know of. You're right. Thanks for giving me that.
There you go. There's something you can think about at 3 a.m. tonight.
I've got a clear afternoon. I'm going to have to make some calls. But there is an article at hit.com.au at the moment. You can check it out for yourself, where they're talking about all these different types of cheating. Obviously, social media has really opened up the floodgates.
Oh, yeah.
For these types of cheating. But it got me thinking, got my brain spinning about if cheating can ever be okay.
Absolutely not.
The one example I'm using is, say, all right, say, hypothetically, you and I are together, and then I cheat on you with somebody else,
right.
And I end up marrying that person.
Right.
Is
are
it
you
okay?
Justifying the cheating because you end up with the love of your life? Is that what you're saying?
Practically. I haven't done
this. No, it's still not okay.
It's not. I understand that it's not okay from, say, the person who's been cheated on perspective. But what about, like, if you looked at it as a third party and you were like, oh, Tim cheated on Jess with Susan or Kelly or Rhonda or whatever.
But they've been married 35 years now, so it's all okay.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's still not okay.
So would you look at them with an asterisk and go, oh, but they're a cheater?
Well, yeah, because, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, as Rachel from Friends would say.
Oh, mate. from my family in Monopoly. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that it would always be in the back of your mind if you're with someone that you cheated on with to get with that person. Like, when are they going to cheat on me?
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
This is why I'm opening up the conversation. I'm interested to see if cheating's ever okay. So right. 13, 12, 16. Is cheating ever okay? But the preference is there that they've ended up with the love of their life right. because of this cheating.
So if they end up with their love of their life, is cheating okay?
Yeah. Give us a call. It's Tim and Jess on HitsAQ. 13, 12, 16. We have been asking, is cheating forgivable if you end up with the one?
Oh, it makes me feel so uncomfortable talking about
it. I know. It's just a conversation, and I am completely open to this chat because I've never cheated on anyone, never been cheated on, so I'm comfortable. Like, this isn't me going, oh, no, but I need an excuse to feel good about myself. because obviously there's different types of cheating, yeah. but does it get to that point where it's like, oh, well, yes, they had a bad decision. Many, many moons ago, but now they are with Carol. Carol and them have had 5 kids. They've been together 40 years.
No, it's still not okay.
Still got that asterisk on top.
Still that little asterisk of like, oh, but they cheated before. Will they again?
Yeah, it is a tricky sitch, as the kids call it. But we've had Suze from Tanham Sands call through on 13, 12, 16. Suze, is cheating forgivable if you end up with the one?
Look, I don't think it is really. I got cheated on a few years ago, and my ex-partner, is now married to the girl that he cheated on me with.
See, that always hurts my feelings more. Like, you want it to not work out.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I don't think I'll ever truly forgive him, even if they live a long and happy life together. I think I'm done with him, and like I think I'm always going to hold that resentment because like if he wasn't in love with me, he should have just broken up with me, you know?
Yeah, I think it is obviously tricky when say you're the person that was cheated on, but like, what if you were to step back and say you were one of your own friends and looking at you go, oh well, yes, I love my friend Suze, but also Dezza has ended up with the love of his life.
They should be miserable for the rest of their life.
Oh,
that's
wow.
it. Cheating is unforgivable.
Wow.
In every aspect, right, Suze?
Yes, yes. Just like if you're not happy in your relationship, if you've got an inclination to cheat, then just get out of it, you know?
Fair enough. All right. Thanks for your call, Suze. Hopefully your heart's healed.
Thanks, guys.
And we've got Jamie from Gracemere as well on 13, 12, 16. Jamie, is cheating ever forgivable if they do end up with the person that is them for the rest of their life?
No, I agree with Jess on this one.
Yep. Well, no, I'm not saying... No. Sorry, Jamie. I don't want to be construed as thinking that
right,
I...
No, you're right, Jamie. I'm a genius. Continue.
No, I don't want to be construed that this is how I believe. I'm just opening the conversation.
No, I still have in the back of mind, like, when is he going to cheat on me? So.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I don't think it's ever okay. Like, if you don't want to be with that person, then break up with them first and then go to your heart's content, to the love of your life. I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. There's no need. If your heart's not in it, then just leave and just get out.
So, and again, this is not my stance. This is not my belief. So you
Someone's backtracking now.
So say, Jamie, you and I are together. I cheat on you with Jess. Jess and I end up getting married. If you're a third party looking at that, I'm still a bad person and Jess is a bad person too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to...
just clarify.
Again,
that.
Clarifying again. This is not what I... It's just a chat. We're all having a chat. I appreciate your time. Thanks for your call, Jamie.
No worries. Bye.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Special week. Edition
well,
of Spell My Name.
It is Multicultural Week, so instead of playing Spell My Name traditionally, we thought, why don't you guys give us a call and we'll try and pronounce your name.
That's right, and that means we needed to make this.
Pronounce my name, pronounce my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, pronounce my name.
Pronounce my name, pronounce my name.
It's kind of like Spell My Name, but this time we will be pronouncing your name.
Name.
Did it end it abruptly?
Yeah, I know. I didn't edit that one very well. But it's essentially Spell My Name, but you call up on 13, 12, 16, spell us your name, and we're going to try and pronounce it all in the name of multiculturalism.
Yeah, let's not look at this through an offensive glass.
No, all right.
Because Tim and I are not good at this.
Caller number one, spell us your name. We are going to try and pronounce it.
All right, C-Y.
Yep.
A-N.
A-N.
T. T-H-A.
T-H-A. Is it Cynthia?
No.
So it's not Cynthia.
Is it like science?
It's my turn.
Sorry.
Sancha?
Nope.
What are we going with?
Siantha.
Damn, that's good. That's good.
How is it spelled? That is a cracker. Where's that from?
I went to primary school with her.
Oh!
And I named my daughter.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you very much for playing, Siantha.
All right.
Okay, we have a second person on the phone. Please spell the name you want us to spell.
Okay, G-W-E-N.
Yep.
C-O-L-Y-N.
O-L.
All right, I missed all those letters.
C-O-L-Y-N. Gwencolin. Gwencolin?
No. No.
Is it genuine?
No.
No, it's not genuine?
How do you spell it? How do you say
pronounce it?
It's Gwendolyn.
Of course it is. All right.
It's like we've forgotten that names exist.
Gwendolyn, that's a good one. Thank you very much for playing special edition of Pronounce My Name this week.
Thank you.
And listener three is here with us. Please spell us your name and we are going to try and pronounce it.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Ready?
S.
S for Sam.
Yep.
I.
Yep.
O.
Okay.
B for Bob.
It's Siobhan.
Well done. How did you know that?
I just knew. There's no other name. There's no other name. It's like Sibel and Arnie.
Yeah.
Siobhan, thank you very much. I'm so happy we got one for Pronounce My Name.
Thank God.
Well done.
Caller number four, final caller. Please spell us your name. We're going to try and pronounce it.
A-L-E-E-Y-A-H.
Whoa, what?
Elia.
No.
Oh. Elia?
No.
How do you pronounce it?
Aaliyah.
You got it right.
So pretty.
Aaliyah, you got it right. Thank you. Thank you very much for playing, Aaliyah. Great name.
Thank you.
Are we worse at Pronounce My Name than we are at Spell My Name?
What's harder? I think Pronounce My Name.
Pronouncing is way harder.
Oh, we're not good at either. Let's be real.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
So by now you probably know who our special guest is. But for everyone else listening, if you've just joined us, Dean Costigan of Sick Puppy Biz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Now, not too bad.
The last time we saw Dean was at the Boyntown hookup.
Yes.
He came and had a chat to us.
Absolutely, about the gluten-free Sick Puppy Biz.
Gluten tolerant, I believe it was, because you can't. No, there's no such thing as no gluten.
True.
If what I understand. But Dean, thanks for coming in. So no problem. I believe from what I've been told, you are here to convince me why you're the best. Is that what's going on?
I don't think I would ever call myself the best, but I think we all strive to.
That's good.
Okay, maybe not the best, but still definitely better than Tim, and that's why I've brought you in.
Not that
and
hard.
You know what? Even the professionals still have mistakes, so, you know, it's just something we learn every day.
Oh, I'm feeling a hint of a stab at 4X there.
I've tried Tim's beer.
Yes.
And I've tried your Sick Puppy Brew. Got to admit, but Dean's is better. And that's why I wanted to bring him in because we've been trusted with a very important role for Oktoberfest this year.
Yes.
At the GECC.
Well, that's why I've been doing tests because I don't want to look a fool at Oktoberfest.
The minute that you told me that you were working on a brew for Oktoberfest, I thought I'm going to bring in the big guns. And I've been chatting with Dean behind your back.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I understand how these things go.
But Dean, is it true that you'd be happy to help us out with making a very special limited edition brew just for Oktoberfest?
Yeah, of course. That would be my pleasure, actually. Yeah,
wow.
Be good.
For real?
For real. This is a thing.
I've always wanted to work at a brewery. Do I get a wage? What's the deal?
Oh, no, that's not how this is working.
Well, so we don't have a job.
We're doing one special broadcast at the Oktoberfest at GCC, September 13th. And I,
have been doing some work.
I've been doing some planning. Look, you leave for one weekend, and this is what happens. I actually do some work.
Okay.
And so I thought we could get a special, limited edition Sick Puppy Brewery brew just for us.
You don't even need to say anymore because I was on board as soon as Dean walked in the door because I knew exactly what was going on. So, what are we going to be doing to make this be even more special than it already is?
Well, I think obviously being Oktoberfest, we'll do something that's very Octobery festive.
German. He wanted to say German, but he didn't know it was offensive.
And obviously that always comes back to being some sort of lager. There's so much variety to choose from, but I think what we'll go for is something really easy drinking and still keep it true to style. Mm. And so we don't get any keyboard warriors offended.
Okay. Right. Yes, so, we don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, I think, and we can also get you on board too to maybe sweep the floors and...
Yes!
And, okay, you can,
entry
you can
level,
help.
Entry
don't,
level.
Don't let him touch anything, but...
I'll quit my job at the radio, please. just let me join.
The whole point is that you will be able to try it on Oktoberfest when we give it a crack for the first time. So this is a long process. How long is it going to take for us to brew?
The longer the better.
Yes.
I think what the Germans used to do is... put it in a fermenter, roll it into a cave and leave it till October.
A cave? Have we got a cave?
I haven't got a cave on
me. We can go up to the rocky caves.
Yeah.
Probably would be similar, So, but I think these days we have newer technology. We can let it sit in the fridge at a certain temperature for the longer the better, actually. So we should probably get cracking sooner rather than later.
All right, let's get it done. Let's just get out of here. Everyone get out. Let's go.
I've got
to
a
the
few
brewery.
More steps to my little plan, but I'll present them to you as they come forth.
All right. So this is going to be what? Hit Central Queensland's own beer.
Yeah. And we're going to let you decide how you want it to look and what you want to call it.
Very, very on board. Thank you very much for coming in, Dean.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. I guess we've got a beer to brew.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. Joined now by Ali Cullen of Channel 9 News. Ali, a little bit of news unfolding in Rockhampton this morning with a couple of kids setting some fires overnight.
Yeah, so police are speaking to two teenagers at the moment. They're saying that two separate fires were lit at South Rockhampton High School pretty early this morning. So there are two buildings that are pretty badly damaged at the moment. So police are investigating that.
Obviously, there's not a lot of information coming through at the moment. Was there any reason behind this that we're hearing at the moment? Or
no, we're not too sure at the moment, and police are yet to formally speak about it, but they've just said they are speaking to these two teenagers to try and get some more information about what has occurred. So we're not sure whether these two teenagers are directly responsible or whether police are just wanting to question them at this point.
Business as usual for the school this morning?
Yeah, it is. I'm here at the moment and, these kids are still rocking up to school and everything. Yeah, it does seem business as usual. There's a lot of police around. There's buildings that have crime scene tape around them. But, the school children are here ready to roll.
All right. Well, we really appreciate chatting to you, Ali. If you have any information, make sure you get in touch with local police. And hopefully anything can help out with their findings.
And be sure, I'm sure we'll hear more information on Channel 9 News tonight, Ali.
Yes, you will.
All right, thank you very much. Ali Cullen there from Central Queensland 9 News.
Keep up with the latest on that story at hit.com.au as well as everything else that's trending right now.
Up next, got to have a real moment. Sad moment. I've come to a realisation. A lot of people across Central Queensland probably coming to it alongside me. And it has to do with you,
what did I do,
Jessica.
Now?
It's not something you've done. Well, it is something you've done. I don't want to get into it now because I'm a bit emotional, but okay. I'll address it up next. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tygo and Miguel there. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. And I apologise if I'm sounding flat and I'm sounding down. It's because I've come to a realisation in the last 24 hours.
You okay, bud?
I don't know. Because I was away for a few days over the weekend and a lot happened while I was away. And I don't know if it was just me, but yesterday, I don't know, the show wasn't as great as what it normally is.
What do you mean?
Obviously, top quality show we normally produce here at Hit CQ. But yesterday, I didn't feel like we were in sync.
Yeah, we were like a little bit out of sync. I agree with that.
A bit out of whack.
I think that's because we haven't seen each other. It was quite nice for me. I enjoyed the time apart.
I've taken a step back and I thought, you know what, why did this happen? Why was this rift happening between Jessica and myself and the people of Central Queensland? Because I felt there was a disconnect as well.
Right.
And I've realised something. And I do need to set the scene here, but...
Oh, okay.
I've realised subconsciously yesterday I was sabotaging the show.
Oh.
And the reason being is because on Friday night, You went speed dating.
Okay.
And met somebody. And now, I think, again, through my subconscious, I'm trying to sabotage the show.
Why?
Because I'm not the number one man in your life anymore.
You've never been the number one
and
man in my life.
The people of Central Queensland have also been the number one man in your life, and they're feeling exactly how I'm feeling. So they're sabotaging their lives.
Let's all calm because down. I haven't got a man in my life.
Because you're being selfish by going on dates with this other person. You are owed to the people of Central Queensland right. and myself and to nobody else.
I know we've always said that I need to stay single on this show so that we have something to talk about.
We need, otherwise, boom. Half the show's gone.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, what about when I'm, like, happy? Because he's pretty cool. He's a good dude.
Now, I have been instructed by Jess that I'm not allowed to say a name on this radio show.
Just have some chill about it.
I understand.
I'm trying to scare him off.
You tell me to have chill about this is rich. Because I am pouring my heart out and you're laughing in my face. Because I have decided to come up with a new name for this person that is nothing right. like their real name, Gregory. And since you've started seeing Gregory, you've changed. And I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if I'm ready for you and Gregory to be gallivanting around Central Queensland as happy as life.
Gallivanting. You just don't want to see me happy.
No, I want to see you happy. But I just feel...
You said to me this morning, you're too happy this morning. It's irritating.
There's a difference between happiness and positivity. And you ride the fine line. And right. I just... Like, what about me? Did you ever stop to think, what about me? And how this would affect us our working relationship?
You've never been in the front of mind when it comes to dating. Sorry.
Anyway.
Things are going well, though.
How is Gregory?
Why are you calling him Gregory? Where does that come from? It's not his name.
Gregory.
You're so mean.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the adventures of Jessica and Gregory across Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ, feeling a little bit forgotten.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Again, joined in the studio by Senior Constable Wendy Brooks and Senior Sergeant Jamie Goodwin. We are chatting all week about Road Safety Week here in Central Queensland. And we want to talk about the big logs, the big trucks, because there are a few of them here around Central Queensland.
The numbers, I mean, might surprise you how low they are. I mean... Any number is a high number, but in 2017, six heavy vehicles drivers died and 135 were hurt or seriously injured in crashes on Queensland roads. Now, six seems very low for me.
When we look at Central Region itself, there was two heavy vehicle operators died in fatal crashes in 2017 itself. One of the real key messages with heavy vehicles for your listeners is the blind spots with trucks. When you're driving a heavy vehicle... And we all see the stickers on the back of the trucks. If you can't see my mirror, I can't see you. Mm. So the take-home message is, as a driver of a smaller vehicle, and particularly the smaller cars, you need to be very mindful when you're driving in and around our heavier vehicles so that they can see you. And if they're turning left or right, they've got full visibility of where you are on the road.
Yeah, I've got a little Suzuki, and driving next to big vehicles, even just a big bus, scares me, like, a lot. Like, is there anything that I can do in a smaller car other than just looking out for those mirrors to make sure that, like, should I keep my distance?
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes back to tailgating. And when you're following a truck, your visibility is really reduced. So the more distance you put between yourself and the truck, if the truck has to brake quickly, you're relying on seeing their brake lights at the back of the vehicle because you can't see what's happening in front of them. So don't tailgate our heavy vehicles. Give them tons of room. It is legal for them to merge into another lane so they can get around a corner safely. By the same token, they need to give ample warning that they're going to do that. We just give them the room they need on the roads. There are a lot of heavy vehicles getting around Central Queensland, so we do need to respect their room on the road.
Yeah, it's good that you say that. Now, speaking of those drivers of these heavy rigs, is there anything that they can be doing to be taking care of other drivers out on the roads? Because obviously it goes both ways.
Yeah, sure. If they're a heavy vehicle driver, they've got some legislation around them that they must adhere to. So fatigue is one of the big things. So making sure they're planning their trip, knowing where their rest stops are, and taking those well-needed breaks.
I believe there is an app that you can download to find out where the rest stops are. Is it Rest Space?
Yes. I don't have that app on my phone, but...
Absolutely. Rest Space is an app. And also join the Drive website. Just jump under and just Google it. It's a Queensland Government website with all the information and everything that people need to know.
We'll throw it up on our Instagram. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. You can find it. I mean, I want to find out where these rest spots are. I didn't even know that there was a rest stop app. So that's incredible. So even if you're not a heavy vehicle driver and you're doing a long drive, you can find these out at Rest Space app. You can try find it all on our HIT page as well, hit.com.au. I'll throw the link up as well.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us, guys. Senior Constable Wendy Brooks and Senior Sergeant Jamie Goodwin there talking Road Safety Week here in Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess on HIT CQ. We'll speak to them tomorrow.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.